the fact that I can take this picture in Merced, like, yeah, that's so cool.
No, no, it is. Yeah, exactly. And
and even the photos that you take.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's
you're
fun.
Looking at the art side of, like, Merced.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, these are just buildings that are here, but yeah. It's like making art out of them.
Yes.
Because it's like they're so unique that it's that I enjoy
seeing the
doing
beauty
it.
Of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, like, people had talked bad about the, like, you know, Merced and the Central Valley in general, like, so much. And that's why I was like after the pandemic, I just had a different view on it. Yeah. And it had a different feel on it, honestly.
I think everyone has a different view after that.
Exactly.
This podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. Thanks again, Marcus. This podcast is brought to you by Duffy Murphy. Whether you need studio time, mixing and mastering services, or even someone to clean up that podcast audio, he's your guy. And trust me, because he's my guy. He is the reason this podcast sounds so crisp and clean. So if you want to reach out to him, go reach him at duffy.murphy@yahoo.com. That's his email. Or find him on Instagram @duffymurphy. This podcast is brought to you by Thor. If you're in the Central Valley area and you're looking to get a tattoo, look no further than this dude right here. He's a versatile artist that specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company, and if you'd like to get in contact with him, the best thing you can do is stop by the shop, and if you're unable to do that, reach out to him on Instagram. His Instagram is @_Thor with 5 E's, so that's @_Thoreeeeeee. Thanks again, Thor. This episode is brought to you by Be Junk Free Merced. Everyone has stuff that is taking up space, but not everyone has the time or equipment to do something about it. That's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have junk overtaking your garage, yard, spare room, or even a storage unit, go ahead and give Be Junk Free Merced a call at 209-233-1519. They'll get back to you as soon as possible with a quote, and you won't regret it. Once again, that's Be Junk Free Merced. This episode is brought to you by Patriarch One. Patriarch One is a website, email, domain management, and design company. They can create website from startup, update your current website, or even deal with domain transferring. Not only do they build a website for you, but they partner and manage that entire domain. They also offer promotional gear as well, like business cards, shirts, pens, and most things with your logo on them. The best way to contact them is by phone number, 408-728-8001. Once again, that's 408-728-8001. Email them, info@patriarchone.com. Visit their website, patriarchone.com, or find them on Instagram @patriarchone.llc. Thanks again. This podcast is also brought to you by me. How's it going? I'm Mikey Dialy, the host of the show, and I'm also a filmmaker and photographer based in Central Valley of California. I specialize in real estate photography and videography, as well as weddings and commercial work. So if you need any of those things, please hit me up at 209-769-4596. You can visit my website, aka my portfolio, MikeyDialy.com, or reach out to me on email and email me, MikeyDialy@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk and Whatnot, a Central Valley podcast. I'm your host, Mikey Dialy, and if you're new around here, this is a show where I highlight the talented individuals who live within the Central Valley of California, as well as people in general who are passionate about what they do. Once again, you guys can find me on Instagram @Central Valley Podcast. Find me on YouTube, Central Valley Podcast, or Real Talk and Whatnot. I'm sure I have other social medias out there. You can visit my website, MikeyDialy.com. Just check it out, be subscribed, just be engaged, and that's all I could really ask from you guys. Now let's just jump into today's episode. Today, I am joined by City Council member Sarah Boyle. She represents District 5. And in this conversation, we really just talked about the community. We talked about, there's this app. I wish I remember the name of the app. there's this app. I think it's like Connect Merced or Merced Connect. And basically, it allows you to let the city know if there's, you know, trees that have fallen down, if there's a bent sign, if there's potholes in the road. It's an app that allows you to actually help the community. And by doing that, you can like update the app, say, hey, this needs to be fixed. And then they'll send you an update like, hey, this has been fixed like a week or two later. So it's a really cool thing. I didn't really know it. And that's what we started the podcast talking about. And then we just talked about, you know, how, you know, both of us were like, you know, I don't know, typical people who grew up in Merced, you know, they both moved away and, you know, probably thought that they weren't going to move back. And for whatever, one reason or another, we were both drawn back to Merced and we both just fell in love with the community. We fell in love with the area. We fell in love just with like the rich community that we do have. And so it was a great conversation. We really, really, really had a good time. And I hope you guys listening enjoy it as well. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah Boyle.
This is it. Real talk. What not?
Real talk. That's it. Real talk.
Dude, I talk loud and I listen to myself loud. It's ridiculous. But Sarah, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Of course. And why don't you introduce yourself for people who may not know who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Sarah Boyle. Born and raised here in Merced, so a Mercedian. I feel like in the last year and a half, more people know me because I'm a council member for the city of Merced.
Mm-hmm. Grow Merced?
Yes, Grow Merced. That's my handle for Instagram, but you can find me on all social media platforms. Mm-hmm. In the last year and a half, my life has definitely changed a lot. Mm-hmm.
And how so, being a city council person, like what responsibilities do you have now that, let's say, you didn't have before?
Responsibilities. We have council meetings every first and third Monday of the month. Mm-hmm. So we get agendas. We have to go over the agendas. Yeah. And I meet with the city manager the week prior to go over the agendas if I have any questions, just so that I can understand mm-hmm. what's on the agenda. So when I'm up there during the council meeting, mm-hmm. I don't ask something. I'm like, that was a dumb question mm-hmm. type
of
thing.
Is this weekly or?
The meetings with her. I meet with the city manager. So our meetings are usually the Mondays, the first and third Mondays.
Oh, okay. So two times.
And so I will meet with her usually the Friday before.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we'll go over the meeting, the mm-hmm. agenda, go over any issues. Mm-hmm. I'm District 5 council member. Mm-hmm.
And where's that at?
So we just changed the district map. So it's a little different than what it was. Mm-hmm. We just approved the new maps back in April. Mm-hmm. Because the census came out in 2020. I don't know if you had tons of those mailers.
Oh, dude, there were so many. And it was during the time I was moving from Turlock to Merced. Yeah. So I was getting census all from Turlock and Merced. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, they're just going to annoy you until you fill this
right.
out.
Yeah, well, they'll actually come to your door if you don't fill it out, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so important because they want to see how cities are growing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it's what, every 10 years or something?
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
yeah. And it's really important that people in Merced do it because there's a lot of businesses that, you know, when they're deciding to come to a city, or not, mm-hmm. how many people, what's the population?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and that's what
is one thing.
When the mayor came on, he was talking kind of like the people's questions were like, when are we going to Trader Joe's, Chick-fil-A? You know what I mean? But he was like, broke it down. Like there's certain companies that will come to cities once they get above
number.
A certain threshold of correct. In their population. And that makes sense because it's like they want to put it where they know that like
they're going to get money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there's certain criterias. But so my district, it used to be, and it's still similar in a way, but it used to be from G Street to Highway 59 mm-hmm. and Yosemite Avenue and North Bear Creek. So I had kind of a perfect square in
gotcha.
A way.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
cut off by major.
Yeah, right. I can easily say, oh, it's this, and people can imagine where it was. So now it's, I lost some territory kind of over the 59 Yosemite mm-hmm. Avenue corner, those new homes over there. And it now sloops down to behind Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a different.
Yeah. But it's still everything and then.
Yeah, so I still have majority of between those G and 59, yeah. Yosemite and North Bear Creek. There's just a little bit of a difference.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And they just changed that just passed recently?
Yeah, in April.
And is it because the city's getting bigger or why? Or did they add
people
one?
Move to different districts.
Oh, okay.
Like District 6 is north of Yosemite Avenue,
uh-huh.
and they're building so much out there.
Oh,
so more people are
moving
there.
Out there.
So you have to make sure that all
make
of the districts are. Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, and there's also building in South Merced. So yeah, that's mm-hmm. pretty much like who's going there.
That's cool. And then I saw you post on your Instagram the other day.
Yeah.
So as city council person, you put in like a order for some trees or whatever.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, it's like, I'm a city council member, but at the same time, like I'm like everyone else, you know, and I don't come into the city hall like we need to trim those trees.
And
it's kind of just show people like, even though I am city council, it's like, hey, I can go, I'm doing like what everyone else can do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like we have these issues or these problems, and the city of Merced, they have this Merced Connect app. It's super useful. I've been using it for
really?
A while.
Oh, really? Merced Connect?
Yeah, it's Merced Connect.
Let's talk about this, because I have never heard about this, and I'm all about the Central Valley.
Right? And it's so useful. So I like to go on walks. Uh-huh. And a funny thing is, like, I was walking one day, and I just saw this, you know, extended curb area, and it had this overgrown tree, yeah. all this shrub, and I'm just like, that's so ugly, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was like thinking, I can put this on the Merced Connect app, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I upload it. They will send you progress. Like, we've submitted this to the correct department. They'll comment on it.
Oh, really?
And then I have to drive that way to go to work because I have to have a real job too. We'll talk about
yeah,
that later.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was driving to work and I was like, oh, they did it. And they didn't update the app yet, like my request. Because usually they'll tell you when it's been completed.
That's really cool.
So I was just like, you know, I just wanted to show people, like,
no, yeah.
You can do this.
No, that was cool. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And yeah.
And it notifies the correct department. So it's like,
it kind of takes the stress out of, like, oh, I have to call this number or look this up.
Take
or
a picture, upload it, and there's different categories.
And, yeah, so, like, what different categories do they have in this app? You know what I mean? Like what things can you do?
So I've done this before, too. I happened to be driving, and I saw one of those, like, arrow signs. You know when you're going to, like, turn left onto, like, M Street, and you're on Olive, they have these, like, yellow or arrow signs saying you're supposed to go this way.
Yeah.
And it was bent. And so I took a picture, I uploaded it to the app and for signage, like, and I don't know the proper term on the,
on the
app,
whatever,
but on the app. So I just uploaded the, and it was done the next day.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, so we can all just be doing this? Yes. You know what I mean? And that's
just
wild.
Yeah. And it just helps those departments. Cause it's like, we see so many things like, oh, that's so annoying. Why is anyone fixing it? But maybe they just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're not driving down every street every day.
Well, I see a lot of people post on Facebook, you know, illegal dumping. It's a huge,
Everywhere.
And it's a problem, and I don't like seeing it as much as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like someone said, you know how many times, like, city of Merced, people drive by that, but it's like, is that their job to go and pick it up? Like, there's a certain department that's
within it,
that's in charge of doing that type of work.
Yeah, and that department's going to be the one that's doing it. And if they're not seeing it,
if they're not notified, not know about it. So luckily, Merced Walks, I don't know if you've heard of that group.
I don't think I have.
They do cleanups throughout Merced. So, like, the mayor, he does his cleanups.
Yeah, yeah.
Merced Walks, like, really started
like
this
Facebook
years
group?
Ago. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you should
really?
Join it.
That's cool.
And they'll do, like, monthly cleanups, like, hey, we're gonna meet in this area to clean it up. They would do, like, behind Walmart a lot, Ferens Park. They'll go into the creeks and pull out those mattresses. And so someone from the group ended up picking up the legal dump because it's just sitting there on the corner of, like, G and Bear
Creek. That's cool.
So you can do that on the Merced app.
Yeah, I didn't need...
it's fireworks season.
Yeah.
So if you notice people doing illegal fireworks,
you can
notify.
Yeah. This area.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Not saying...
Yeah, I got you.
Don't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do anything
obey
to get you
law,
in trouble.
People.
So yeah, it's a really cool tool that people can use. So yeah.
No, that's cool. And what's it called again?
Merced Connect.
Merced Connect.
Yeah.
And it's even on the
has
App Store and everything.
Yeah, yeah. There's information of, like, to contact us. So there's
Let's say somebody wants to talk to a city council person.
Yeah.
If they put it to that app, will it get sent to you
there's
guys
like
somehow?
There's like another like link and it says, you know, current city council.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And then it'll give them our contact information, our email, our phone number.
That's how you stay connected with the community though.
Yes.
No, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Connection.
Connection. There we go. No, that's really cool. I didn't know that. And also thank you for coming. We've been talking about you coming for like,
I know.
For like over, like almost, maybe probably over a year.
Yeah.
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 And then we finally, like, it took forever. I was like all over the place. And then we finally had it in the books and then I caught COVID. And then I was just like, oh man, of course it would happen when I've been like trying to make an appointment with Sarah. And then we're in a new location, you guys, as you can see right now. Yeah. And it's the summer school season, as Sarah named it before. And but yeah, that's because our AC went out in our studio. So we had to make a pivot.
Yeah.
We pivoted, but it looks
life's
nice
all about
here.
Adjustments.
Yeah. Shout out to Anthony for letting us use this great space. But yes,
air conditioned space,
most importantly. We had just recorded, we're helping somebody record a song at the studio before we came here.
Nice.
But it was like, you can use it till about, like, you know, like 3 o'clock, and then it's like, oh, it's too hot in there when the AC is out. And so we had a dip on that when we were packing up.
Well, thank you.
Of course. And so where did you go to school for?
So all local schools, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started out at Merced College.
But Let's go back since it's all local.
Okay, I mean, you know OLM.
OLM, okay.
Yes, OLM till fifth grade, Cruikshank for middle school.
Oh, dude.
Go Tigers.
Okay, there we go.
Then Merced High for high school.
All right.
And then Merced College. Mm-hmm. At Merced College, it's kind of weird. So I graduated in 2006 from high school.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of the recession. And everything was kind of going on. I changed my major like 5 times because I had no idea what I wanted to do. I just knew I wanted to make money.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you make money when all this craziness is going around? Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally seeing like houses not even being finished built out in Bellevue.
Yeah. That's where I live. But it's great. Now there's so many houses being built.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I've been driven out. I used to drive through there every now and then. I just like to drive around, see what's going on. But
if you drove out there, you would see so much work going on. But it's kind of, so they're like, you know, like there's this, a creek behind all the Bellevue. So Bellevue's right here and the JC's right here, let's say.
Yeah.
And then there's like a creek that runs back here.
Like so behind the hospital? That one?
No. So on the other side.
Okay.
Like so.
It probably goes through that way though.
Yeah, probably does. Yeah. And so it was like, it was just all empty lots since I had moved there. And I was like, we used to take my dogs out there, let them off, leash and everything like that.
Do you remember the barn that used to be out there?
I don't.
Okay, so there used to be a barn out there.
Really?
So M Street stopped at Lehigh.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so I lived right past that.
Oh, really?
And those houses over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, M Street stopped at Lehigh. You can only go right to the college or left to all those neighbors. But there was a barn out there, and I remember I went out with some of my guy friends when high school. And we went paintballing out there.
Oh, really?
Like there was no homes, and this was like maybe my sophomore year in high school. No homes were built.
Probably just a field, huh?
Yeah, it was just a field. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's like M Street goes all the way to
and
Bellevue.
There's like 500 homes there now.
Probably even more.
No, yeah, that's it probably crazy. Is. Yeah, I was like, I feel like it's a safe bet, 500. I was like, but you're right. But yeah, I bet there's so
they
many.
They just finished one today. No.
Yeah. They probably finished multiple today. Okay, back to the Merced College.
So yeah, you know, seeing Merced go through the recession, and at that time also, I was like so young, I really didn't comprehend of what was really going on.
I was
on.
My senior year when 2008 happened and the housing crash happened. So I was even more like, I don't get what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, our parents kept that a great secret.
Yeah.
But at the time, Merced College was like $20 a unit. It was super cheap. So I was just taking as many classes as I could to figure out what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I took my first communications class and I fell in love with it. Mm. And I was just like, this is something that I'm not going to get bored going to school for every single day.
Yeah.
And so went from there, transferred to Fresno State, finished off my degree there. I got my degree in mass communication and journalism with an emphasis in public relations. It's a huge mouthful.
Yeah.
So graduated there in 2012 because I went to Merced College for 4 years. And I lived in Fresno. I never thought I was going to move back to Merced.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved Fresno. I worked on campus at Fresno State. I went to school at Fresno State. And I just took advantage of every opportunity that I had there. I joined a few clubs and societies. I did not join any sororities because I was already 22 at the time. So I legally could go into a bar and I didn't need to like
know people in order
sneak
to
alcohol
have,
yeah, under my bed or anything. So did that. I did. My goal was to have 3 internships when I graduated.
Okay, before you'd graduated.
Yeah. And so, and with my major, I had to have an internship, at least one. But I was like, I'm going to do 3. Like, why do I stop at 1?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just took advantage of every opportunity that was thrown at me, you know?
And so what wide range, like, did your internships vary? Or were they all kind of similarly related?
Some were kind of related. Mm-hmm. So I had an internship with a pomegranate wine company that was based out of Madeira.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. It's called, do you know Oenology and viticulture? So Oenology is a study of winemaking.
Okay,
viticulture is a study of grape growing.
I should know this because my parents love wine and they just like,
now
they
can teach
me terms. They teach me about it every single time we drink. They're like, smell it.
Right?
Yeah.
So I interned at one of the departments on campus, did that. There was another one. I'm trying to think.
And was that because like it for like, did you like, were you the person talking to people when they came in?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because like,
try
that's,
this.
That's
this
one
is
thing.
What
yeah.
Like.
That's because about wineries. It's like a very interesting. It's like you think like it, you're almost like, oh, they're a bartender. But then you realize they're like they're leading you through this tasting. They're going to tell you to smell.
Educating.
These
certain, it,
yeah. Educating yeah. you the aroma.
Where the grapes are from.
Yeah.
What year.
And
was,
what that means yes. to this flavor and everything.
It's barreled in oak.
If you guys haven't gone to wine tasting, you should go because.
And we like luckily here in Merced, we're so close to so many.
Yeah.
Like wineries.
If you go to Murphy's or,
yes,
or
Murphy's.
Arnold, that whole area.
I love Arnold. Okay. Yeah. Not a lot of people know about that.
It's because well,
Amador County has some awesome wineries.
Yeah, and it's almost like I never knew about Murphy's. And when people told me like, "Oh, you should go to Murphy's," I was like, "I've driven past that area. There's yeah. nothing." Like, you
right.
know what I mean? Like,
well,
yeah, yeah. but then as soon as you take the left to go to Murphy's and like you actually go down the street, I'm like, "Oh, this is the cutest little town like
it
in
is.
The world." You
it's
know what
so
I mean?
Cute.
Has a lot of history. Had like a couple mm-hmm. presidents stay there, and same yeah. thing with Arnold and
yeah.
Mariposa.
Yeah.
What are all those towns? You know what
yeah.
I mean? But
yep.
yeah, and even a Modesto. Even a, is that how people say
Motown?
It? Motown. Even a Modesto though, like you know what I mean? Anywhere in the valley, it's crazy how many wineries yeah. there are.
Madeira.
Like,
have you
yeah.
been to Madeira?
I have been, but okay. I don't have been to any wineries out there.
Do the Madeira wine trail.
Oh, okay. Is there like a few on it?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it like, can you like pay to do them all? Or is that just, you? Is that just what you call it? Madeira wine trail?
If you literally Google Madeira wine trail, like they have it set up of
oh,
certain wineries.
Oh, but they all kind of in the area
yes.
basically? Okay,
yeah.
gotcha.
And they'll do two events during your, the only reason why I know this, I used to work at a winery in Madeira.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I remember they did like a Valentine's Day weekend and I think I like uncorked like 200 bottles of wine that one day and my arms were so sore from screaming. But it was really fun.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you
that,
know?
That's cool. So that it's just interesting because that communication and like it can take you anywhere.
So,
you know what I mean?
My goal or plan was to go into the wine industry to do mm-hmm. marketing. But at the time, too, I was like, is this really what I wanted to do type thing? So I started working at Fresno State Winery after I graduated. I loved it. I was more of like office assistant type thing, mm-hmm. making sure, you know, deliveries are going out, counting all of the cases and bottles of wine, making sure inventory is like to the bottle, like mm-hmm. where's everything at? And even like bottling wine, like you got that hands-on.
Yeah,
that was one
yeah.
thing with Fresno State is they wanted that hands-on experience.
Oh, that's cool.
So I got to
well,
help
and
the
most
students.
Wineries in the area,
they're
small. Have, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And
unless you're like
yeah,
Gallo or something.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Unless
yeah. you're Gallo, basically. But all the other wineries are very yeah,
hands-on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of hands-on. You can go back and see all the barrels that have
yes.
the wine in them right there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
and that's what's cool. And my parents are like. Whatever, when you're members of a whole bunch of
yes,
wineries
yeah.
and you'll get
prime members, yeah.
what is it like? I don't know how many bottles a year is average.
It depends. Like sometimes
probably
we'll
like
do like two
or
four shipment, and we'll do like four a year. Or something,
yeah, yeah, that's
usually.
What it is. Because yeah, they'll wait and they'll have like a whole case,
right.
and then they'll
yeah.
go and I'm like
they go pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, there. Exactly. Or
they'll come back with like
isn't
a
it,
trunk full.
Is it more expensive? Do they always deliver it, or how expensive is that to deliver a full case because it's so heavy, right?
Back then I want to say it was like $12 to deliver half a case or a whole case, but
okay.
usually they do like some kind of like thing with the shipper
uh-huh.
to where it's not that much.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I can't remember. That was like way
no,
back
no,
when.
You're good. You're good.
But, I think also with the membership, they probably are able to waive the shipping fee.
Yeah. Oh, if they come pick it
but
up.
Like my parents are retired, mm-hmm. so they'll take a day and drive up to Arnold.
Yeah, this is what my parents do too. Yeah, yeah.
Go to all their little wineries,
yeah.
pick up all their wine shipments, try different wines, buy some more, and
yeah.
then come home.
That's
and,
what my parents have like two or three in Murphy's,
yeah.
and they do the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Man.
So they make a day out of it,
yeah,
it's, which is fun.
Yeah, no, it is. And that's the thing too. It just gets you like, yeah, you're going to wine tasting, but it's like, actually, you're just going to go explore a city
yeah,
and going to walk
too.
Around and like
yeah.
get
and
to see cool
saturated.
Things.
It's not super saturated. Like people think, oh, we got to go to Napa. It's like there's so many great wineries around here where you only have to drive an hour or two away.
Yeah.
And it's not that bad.
Yeah. No, you know, seriously.
And you get
seriously.
In and out on the way home.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the best, honestly. And so you, communications led you to
oh,
the
yeah.
wine field. It's okay.
Yeah. So that kind of led to it. But I was going to, so during the recession still, things were kind of happening. They looked at our staff at the winery at Fresno State and they said, hey, I was full time at the time. They're going to like, they said, we're going to have to put you down to part time. Mm-hmm. And I was turning 26 soon. And I don't know if you knew that. Like when you turn 26,
oh.
you get kicked off your parents' insurance.
I am aware of this.
So, so I'm just sitting here. I'm like, okay, what do I do? So went on Craigslist, started applying to jobs
uh-huh.
that were just looking for some kind of office assistant type
mm-hmm.
thing. I've had so much experience working in office, but I just had that PR and marketing
mm-hmm.
just as an extra bonus. And
no wonder you're throwing out ideas over here.
Yeah, no, it's like that's all I think about
yeah.
all day. Anyways, I ended up getting a job at a local CPA firm.
Uh-huh.
They were super niche with their branding, which I appreciated so much. Like every folder, they had their logo on it. Everything had their logo on it. And I just appreciated that because it's like they took the time to make sure that when they're giving their clients something, they will have that like impression like, oh, wow, like I won't forget who did my tax return, because everything was just, we always gave people mugs. It was just all those things. So working for a small business, but in that capacity, I enjoyed that side of it, but it let me look at tax returns all day and like, how are people making money? And so to that, it just opened my eyes like, oh, like that's how they make that much money. Like, okay, I could probably do that one day. Like that doesn't seem so hard. It's just, you know, these people are in their 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're now set, but it's like, okay, if I start at 25, how do I end up being that when I'm older? So it just helped me like understand money and how people are, how they're making their money.
Yeah, that's a great thing to like be having a lot of knowledge about.
So I did that for 2 years, and then my living situation changed in Fresno. One of my friends,
you're still in Fresno.
Yeah, I was still at Fresno. This was then end of 2015. Mm-hmm. One of my friends that I lived with, there was three of us. She worked for the company that like managed our apartment complex. Mm-hmm. So we had a fat discount on our apartment. Like we were paying $250 in a brand new like 3-bedroom apartment. It was nice. Like granite countertops, all the works, whatever. Well, she got a new job. And I was like, well, where am I going to live? And so, and I'm just like, okay, how am I going to figure this one out? And so, you know, it's like life gives you punches, but you figure it out. So called my mom. She's like, all right, I guess you're just going to like pack up your stuff. We'll figure it out. I was like, all right. Then my cousin called me later and she's like, hey, your mom called me. Don't move back to your house. I have a spare bedroom. Just live with me for a while until you figure things out. And I was like, you are like the blessing from a God, you know? Mm-hmm. So yes, I moved majority of my stuff to my parents' house, but I was living with my cousin at the time when I moved back, and I was commuting to Fresno.
From Merced to Fresno?
Yes, because I was still working at the CPA firm. And I was like, and it took me 2 weeks. I saw a horrible accident and I said, this is not the life that I want to live. Like, you know, I would be on the freeway so much. Tax season was around the corner. I'm not trying to like have 16-hour days.
Yeah.
You know?
And give, what is it, 2 hours at least every single day.
Well, that's including the drive. Yeah. And it's like, that's such wear and tear. And it's like, no, this is not the life I envisioned for myself. So put my notice in, was living in Merced, was still working part-time at the winery in Madera. Mm-hmm. So I was working part-time when I still worked at the CPA firm. So I had two jobs then. And so I was still doing that, but I was doing all their marketing like remotely. Mm-hmm. Thank God for social media. You can do everything.
Seriously.
And just kept trying to find jobs here in Merced. And that's when I was just like, man, there's not a lot going on here. You know, being away for 5 years and coming back, it's like, what's going on?
And so that was, what years were you away and come back?
So I left in 2010 and I came back the end of 2015.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I agree with you, because it was almost seemed like it was just so stagnant. It's like we had the same things and there was nothing new coming in, and it was kind of like slow, you know what I mean?
It was.
And I think the whole valley, honestly, I mean, like the bigger cities like Fresno, Modesto, they have more going on. They for sure do. And when I moved to Turlock and worked in Modesto, I was like, oh, you know what I mean? But that's what kind of drew me to come back too, because I lived in Turlock for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I was
What years did you live there?
I lived there 2017 to maybe, 2017 to 2020.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Halfway through 2020, I moved back.
Well, it's like the Merced got hit really hard with the recession, and there's a lot more money in Fresno. A lot more money in Turlock.
Yeah.
There's still money in Merced, but looking at these other valley cities, we just got hit extremely hard.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Well,
and we had a lot of big buildings that like just like needed renovation, and no one had the money to do it, basically. Right.
And there used to be like a redevelopment fund. I'm not saying that correctly. I know it's called something else, but
you heard it here. I was kidding.
Don't quote me. This is before my time on city council. Yeah,
there we go. There
but there used to be money where people could utilize it to go and redevelop these buildings, and it just went away.
Oh.
And so we probably could have had that chance, but just didn't happen. So unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. But then in 2020, even when I was coming back, I kind of was like, honestly, I remember like, or like as 2020 was going on, I was like, okay, that's when El Capitan was getting redone. Yeah. Tioga had just opened up.
Yep.
It was already like, I was like, oh, like that's interesting. Things are happening. And then like, throughout like 2020 and like when everyone started coming back out, I was like, oh, like we have stuff now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a lot more stuff than we did have. And it was like, you saw like a lot of businesses coming in after the pandemic, which I don't think for every single city was the case. You know what I mean? And so it was cool to see like all this growth. And like, that's the thing I kept finding myself, although I worked in Turlock and Modesto, I kept coming to Merced like way more often than I had. And that's where my family and my family and a lot of my friends are, you know what I mean? So it was like kind of drawing me back. And so you came
it
back.
It happens to us all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you might not think, you know what I mean? At the time, you're like, I'm going to move away from here. You know what I mean?
I never thought I was going to move back to Merced. I was like looking at jobs in LA.
Well, it got a bad rep. You know, it did. Yeah.
There was really nothing going on.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not trying to
And there used to be things going on. No, the thing is, it's like there used to be. Like my parents used to tell them, talk about the Mainzer back in the day.
Yes.
They'd have like big, not big, but you know, like people known would go there to like the Mainzer and to like these places.
Yeah.
And then like people just stopped going to them basically, or like things just needed, you know, renovations and stuff like that.
It's like renovations. I think gangs too.
Yeah.
You know,
it was pretty bad for a little while.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I remember doing or going to the farmer's market. They would block off Main Street like when I was younger, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And during 2020, that was like something that a lot of people. So the city has like a town hall where people can put in the request, like, what are you looking for? Because we do a town hall, then we set up our goals and priorities for that year.
Oh, okay.
So this is kind of like now, like sitting through a whole year, you understand like the whole, like there's actually a cycle that you go through with like city council. So we do our town hall in February where people can request things, what's needed, suggestions, et cetera. And then we have a day where we just like for like 6 hours, we just talk about our goals and priorities as each council member.
Oh.
Like, what do we want our city manager to like figure out in our budget? Because then budget season is in May and June. Mm-hmm. And then we just passed it this last Tuesday. So, but anyways, why did I start bringing this up?
We talked about that. let me look back at Debbie.
He's like, well.
things happening in Merced.
Things happening in Merced.
Yes. Yeah, so like the Mercado.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, we need to have like a farmer's market. And that was a huge request. And I was like, I'm 100% supportive of this. Because I remember going to this as a kid. And I still remember going to this. And, you know, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, they came up to the plate and said, we will do this. And I'm so glad that they did this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know if you've gone to the Mercado yet.
I don't know. I haven't.
July 7th is the next one.
Oh, okay. And is this once?
It's every other month.
Every other month. Okay. Yeah. I've seen it and I have seen people do it. Okay. Yeah. And then how often are there, aren't there car shows like every?
So I don't know the whole like cruise night thing.
Yeah.
They posted on their Instagram. Oh, someone had told me about it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and that's what I wish there was like a
community page.
Yeah.
We have one on the City of Merced website, but people need to upload their own.
And there needs to be an Instagram. There has to be an.
We have a City of Merced website or Instagram.
Uh huh.
But unless we know about things, it's hard for us. And
gotcha.
Then it becomes like, well, you didn't post my event. Why aren't you post? You know?
Yeah, yeah. But there should be something. You know what I mean? Like, I only say Instagram because like.
I know. It's so useful. Yeah, exactly. It's a huge tool.
For getting people like, and that's like where I found out like a lot of stuff. I'm like, I see people post on Instagram that this is going on. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was going on. That would have been cool. You know what I mean?
That's with like my Grow Merced page. Mm-hmm. Like I tried to on my stories all the time. Just, and half the time I don't see things and I feel bad, but a lot of times people will send me stuff and I'll repost it. So as long as it's like, you know, nothing.
Or it's promoting something to do in the city or something like that. It's like, of course I want to support it. Like,
well, during COVID, everything was like shut down, but then people found a way to have outside events.
Mm-hmm.
And there was people here in the Valley and the Merced, Atwater, surrounding areas. They wanted to do things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Tarmac, they would host events.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't really start having cleanups in the...
We were doing cleanups.
A couple of them, right? Yeah,
we did cleanups during it.
Yeah, yeah.
that's okay. I'm trying to think. There was just other things going on, like the farmer's market that's every Saturday. So it's just like promoting things that were still going on to like have people, interaction with people.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I know it can be scary to some people to go out during COVID, but at the same time, it's like we're still human.
No, yeah, exactly. You need some type of interaction. If that's the rule that we can be outside, it's like, hey, well, then let's have... That's why outdoor seating became super popular at places and everything. Yep. That was wild.
Yeah.
During that time.
Right?
Yeah. And so...
In 106 degree weather.
Yeah, exactly. We're
in this together.
And the thing that I liked about, or like when we were coming out of COVID, it was like, you know, I thought it very easily people could have a sour, more sour attitude than, like, you know what I mean? And, like, more often than not, I felt like people were just more appreciative of that. Like, hey, we're outside. Hey, we're doing things. Yeah. Hey, you know, and I think that, like, positive energy kind of translated to, like, people like, oh, like, there's a lot of new businesses on Main Street. Like, a crazy amount of new businesses on Main Street.
And there's more coming.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's stuff to do. It's like, hey, on a Friday night, you guys, we got to be...
you can have dinner here, have drinks, have dinner, go to the movies. Like, there's multiple things that you can be doing.
Exactly. And I'm glad that what is it called? A Good Burger. Happy Burger.
I haven't been there yet.
You haven't been a Good Burger?
No.
It's so good. It's
it's really good.
No, it is. Yeah, it's really good. It's pretty good. No, but yeah, it's really good. And it's like, reminds me of like In-N-Out classic, three things on the menu type of deal. You know what I mean?
Nice.
And
you keep order,
yeah, exactly. Keep it simple and keep it good. And it's so freaking good. Yeah. You should really try it.
Yeah, I know. I want to.
I haven't been at any of the wineries. I want to try or the wine tasting place.
Vino's and
the other one just open. Did the other one just open up?
Yeah, they're both open now.
Yeah.
So cool. You know, it's really cool to see these businesses coming, and especially our downtown area.
Mm-hmm. Because our downtown has such a cool architectural.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? From the tower to Tioga to El Capitan to
we're gonna have a cool little stretch.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Like you can do a little loop, you know what I mean? Pretty much.
Even some of my friends that don't live here anymore, they were here this past weekend for Father's Day. And so some of us went out for dinner and then afterwards, like, let's go to El Capitan and have a drink. Mm-hmm. And just like walking there, I took like a really cool shot of like this old car like turning onto Main, and I just like dimmed like the light on my camera, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, the fact that I could take this picture in Merced, like, that's so cool.
No, it is. Yeah, exactly. And
and even the photos that you take.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
You're looking at the art side of, like, Merced.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, these are just buildings that are here, but it's like making art out of them.
Yes.
Because it's like they're so unique that I enjoy doing it.
Seeing the beauty of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, like... People had talked bad about the, like, you know, Merced and the Central Valley in general, like, so much. And that's why I was like after the pandemic, I just had a different view on it. Yeah. And it had a different feel on it, honestly.
I think everyone has a different view after that.
Exactly. And it kind of like, and then it showed you, the pandemic showed you that, like, people in LA and people in the Bay Area really started moving everywhere. You know what I mean? And it was like, well, our area is still, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was not bad, you guys.
Right. We were very fortunate that I just feel like, the politics in this valley are just so different. And we kind of just stuck together like, hey, like, no one get too radical and we'll all be okay. Just be quiet. And I mean, I had people that reached out to me multiple times like, we need to like drop this and we need to do that. And I go, that's like a whole council decision and none of us would agree on it. So why are we going to go through that?
And your job isn't to please. It's please everybody.
Yes,
and during
that
time, you're not going to make any radical decisions. I mean...
Because it really is a safety thing.
I
would feel horrible if I got COVID and gave it to someone. And,
exactly. And they give it to grandma or whatever else happens.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so I don't know where we got off topic.
So I started off when I moved back to Merced.
Yeah. We moved back. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember where.
You moved back to Merced and then your job.
So I was working part time.
Yeah.
I was working part time at the winery and then I ended up getting a job at the UC.
Mm-hmm.
Working in development, which is basically fundraising. And it was really cool to be out on campus, but I also felt like it was so like detached from the city, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just, I'm from Merced, so I had all these stories, and I remember one day...
And that's what I felt, too. Like, even when I was going to school out here, I went to the JC, and then I went to Stanislaus, but I always felt like it was like, there was like... people who are from here and then like the UCPS, you know what I mean? And that's why I was always like, man, how do you like integrate these? Like, you know what I mean?
And that was like one of my things that I had brought up. It's like, how do you build that bridge? How do the residents of Merced that are from here know what's going on out there? And how do people like the students and faculty and staff out there, how do they know what's going on in Merced?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just always something I wanted to try to figure out. It's like, how do you build that bridge? But it was like a funny story. It's like one of my supervisors, she was from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So she came out here, her and her husband. And one day we were just talking about the UC and I was like, oh yeah, like me and my friends used to go four-wheeling like in that field over there. And she's like, what? Like thought that was so weird. And I go, nothing was out here.
Yeah.
This is where we would play in high school.
Dude, I remember my friend his name was Willie. He used to have a four-wheeler and it was like hella rainy one day.
Yeah.
And like, all we did is literally like put the thing that you would ski on for like a boat. You know what I mean? We just tied it at the back of it and we would just lay down and let him pull us in circles, like, and just like get like mud at everywhere, but it was fun.
So fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the stupidest stuff, yeah, but it was like so much fun.
That's what I, and then the other thing that Josh Regina pointed out to me is like Valley kids always have the same, like the same experiences. And so then when you went to college, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You probably went to like the swimming holes with your friends. You probably
haven't been in the swimming holes. Yeah, I know. Wow,
Sarah.
I know. I will one day.
No. It's like, but even like going and like, that's just going to like, you know, LaGrange, going to like, you know, or the, just the old towns, you know,
right.
you went to wine tasting, you know, that's how you went to the old towns. Yeah. No, exactly. And then, so you, sorry, I keep
No, it's cool. That's cool. That's what happened. So yeah, I was, working at UC, in development. It then got switched over to external relations. We were like the first employees to work at the DCC, the Downtown Campus Center. Oh, so that brand new building, which was so cool. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved working there. Because
it brought you downtown.
Well, it brought me downtown. Yeah. And so, you know, during lunch, if I didn't bring my lunch, I could walk, you know, all these different places. A little oven I would go to like a lot of times. And so being a part of that, it kind of integrated like how do you get more involved with the community and all of that. But when I was out at the UC, there was this thing called Leadership Merced. And it was through the Merced Chamber. Mm-hmm. And I had heard about it from another employee that went through it. And I was like, that sounds so cool. Like, I really want, I don't know what it was going to be like, but I was like, that sounds really cool. I want to be a part of it. So applied for that, got the approval from my employer. She was fine with it at the UC. Mm-hmm. I think they even like sponsored for me to do it.
Oh,
so
really?
I didn't have to pay the money to do it. But each month, there was a different topic that they would highlight about Merced.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It's like you're from Merced and you think you know Merced, but we like would go to these places like I did not know that this was like in Merced this is about Merced. And so it just kind of like, and it's so funny. I remember like they had a meeting with the city manager at the time of Merced, and I was like, you know, I always thought about being mayor, but maybe it's like city manager because like they're the ones who like they get paid more. Because at the time, the mayor only got $40, and city council only got $20.
Yeah.
And but then I'm like looking. I was like, I can never be a city manager. Like seeing our city manager and how she is like she knows her stuff. And so I'm like, you know, kudos to you. I can never do that. So did Leadership Merced, and that kind of what sparked like getting involved
this way, like with a community in a different way than you had ever before,
like getting more educated about things. And I think it's just like you're meeting other people. Like there was 20 of us, I think, in our little group, and we all came from different industries, so we got to learn about different things in that light, and then just meeting different people every month. So did that. Then I went and worked.
I know, there's a fly. Yeah.
They're like, it's so cold in here. So then, the charter committee for the city of Merced. So the city of Merced is a charter city. Mm-hmm. So we have different like rules that we follow. So the charter is like, I don't know how many page document, but that's like what we go by.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So like Fresno, they're not a charter city.
Oh, okay. So,
and Matt kind of touched base on this like during his. So yeah, every city has like a different set of rules that they follow. Yeah. So I was on that committee, and that was like my first taste of like sitting up there and like speaking in a microphone, and you know, I motioned to approve.
Yeah.
And we only had like 6 meetings, but I was just like, that's really cool, you know. And so did that. I then left the UC. I started working in title escrow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know what title and escrow is.
You know, because I do some real estate.
My mom used to work at Trans County Title.
Who's your mom?
Christina Murphy.
She worked before me then.
Yeah, I was in the 90s.
Because I worked at Trans County too. I was one of the marketing reps.
Oh.
Yeah. How funny. She was an escrow officer?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What is she doing now? Any escrow or no?
No, she's retired.
Okay, nice.
Chilling.
Nice.
Going to wineries.
Right? So I've always was interested in real estate.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so I just had a different side of it where I didn't have to get my real estate license. I didn't have to work off commission. I still got a paycheck every other week type thing. But I got to learn everyone or get to meet everyone in that industry. And I loved it. Like, I just love going into everyone's office. How are you doing? What's new? How's the kids? Just really building those relationships. Cause at the end of the day, and I would have these conversations with a lot of the realtors, it's like, you guys are selling Merced. What is it that you have to, besides the home, what else are you selling?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's a city. It is. It's like, especially if you're trying to
entice someone out of town.
It's like, well,
buy this $600,000 house.
It's like, well, why? You know what I mean? It's like, you got to, and you have to know your city for that.
Exactly. And so And I even spoke to one realtor who was part of like when doctors come to town and they show them around, like, hey, this is what Merced. A lot of times the wives would be like, there's no shopping. And I'm like, that's like literally like the cutoff. Like they don't. And so yeah. I'm like, okay. So just hearing those stories about certain things, I was just like, what's going to, you know, what needs to be changed? And even just moving back, I'm like, there needs to be more. Like we're now that generation. It's like, what are we doing now? So in 20, 30, 40 years, can we look back and we're like, we started it, you know, 40 years ago and now look at it and what it is now.
Exactly.
So, and that's what kind of led me to run for city council.
That was good. I like that. And that makes sense. That's why, I mean, in a different way, that made me want to start the podcast. You know what I mean? Though it makes me want to show, but like the sense, like, hey, it's gotten such a bad rap that it makes me want to show people like,
it's not
hey,
that bad.
Yeah, it's really,
you make it what it is.
Yeah, you really do. It's all about you. You can talk shit about, you can talk shit about anything because it's easy. You can say blah, blah, blah sucks. But when you're not good about something, you have to think, why do I like this place? Why is it good? You know what I mean? And people are so easy to just take the,
yeah,
that route.
Well, and even touch base, it's like our families are here too.
Yeah.
And there was like, I remember I visited my parents like the September of 2015 before I even thought it was going to be moving back. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in their living room and I was just like, I kind of miss like being able to just come like over to their house and just hang out for a few hours. But it's like whenever I came home to visit, it's like, I have to pack this, I have to pack that, like, I'm sleeping in my old bed from like when I was younger in my old bedroom.
You're like, can you guys change this maybe?
They tried a few times, but so there was a part of me, it's like, yeah, maybe I'll move back, but I never in a million years, like looking back, I thought I would. And then I'm glad that, you know, even though I was going like kind of down on my luck, like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I quit my job. I'm not getting any kind of real income right now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like when the worst is coming, it's like you keep fighting through.
No, I agree. And it's like when whether it's a failure or like a different route, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you can't just like mope, you know what I mean? You gotta be like, and that's why you were active in the community trying to be like, well, I work for the UC, I'll go and join these different clubs and then join these other ones. And like each of those kind of led you to like, oh, like city council person seems like a good like spot for you, for someone, and especially you've taught me so many things about Merced like already but that's why I wanted to have you on, because it's like there's a reason, you know what I mean? It's like I like that I see you doing stuff actively in the community, and I
it's
feel
like what you put in is what you get out.
Oftentimes it's like people always like get like, okay, like, well, I want to have this person in because they have like so many followers or people like that. It's like, no, you need to have people on that are just like, you know, regular everyday people who are actively doing stuff, because it's like we want to do stuff. And that's why like for me, it's like people think like I'm like they look at the podcast and they may think that like, you know, this is like his gig, you know, or whatever. But it's like, no, I do this like basically because I want to show people things, and I want people to see that like, hey, there's cool people in our community. Yeah. There's people actively doing stuff.
No, I appreciate it.
And there's a way that you can do it. Mm-hmm. That's what the mayor was like when he came on. He was saying like a lot of things are like he was like basically like, give us ideas and we're happy to talk about them and discuss them. Yeah. But it's not like I'm the mayor, I have power, I can do these things. You know what I mean? Right. So there's a committee, there's things we vote on and do.
There's a process of everything.
A lot
of people don't realize that. And even like me, like when I ran for city council and you're running a campaign, like, yes, these are like what I stand by. Mm-hmm. But once you get up there, you realize like, yeah, I might want, you know, a statue in Bob Hart Square. But doesn't necessarily mean that's going to get passed. So it's like you understand the process of everything.
Speaking of statues in Bob Hart Square.
Yes.
I never knew that Stephen Stainer statue. Oh, no, Bob Hart Square. And the
Applegate.
The Applegate Park.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Did you watch that documentary?
Yeah. Did you watch the documentary? Yeah. You watched that documentary,
Dougie? It was so good.
Dude, it was so good. And then like, dude, our where the studio is, our office space is in the background of one of the
Because it's across from
Barbecue Pit.
Yeah.
So it's like on the other side of Yosemite High.
Okay.
When that used to be Merced High.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
it was just crazy to see Merced on Hulu, and I was just like, that's like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, dude, and that story was crazy. That statue has been there for I don't know how long.
Yeah,
forever.
So I guess the plaque got someone took it. It is getting replaced.
Oh really?
But they took
all the plaques, or
they're all of them. I think they're going through and just replacing everything right now.
Yeah, yeah. But no, but I think they got stolen because they're real bronze.
Oh god.
Maybe, I don't know.
So what, we need to put plastic out there?
Just some scrap metal. You know what I mean?
No copper.
Yeah, no copper for sure. Not. No, but how long that statue has been there? Right up here, Duffy. Yeah, you're right there. No. I'm doing the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going down. I'm just kidding. Just let's take a guess. I'm going to guess. So that happened
What's, in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Or the 80s.
I'm going to guess 99. I'm going to guess 1999 that was put in. I don't know.
94.
Wow.
When?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh. I'm just saying, wow, what a guess.
I want to say like 94.
94. What year were you born?
88.
Okay, I'm 93.
Okay. So you're 5 years younger?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I graduated 2011. What?
2010.
No.
Oh, what?
Yeah. 2010?
Yeah.
That does, I feel like I should have known that, or like there's any attention brought to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah.
2010. Yeah, I wonder whose idea that was. I mean, I just had a curiosity. It's a cool statue, but I like had no idea it existed for
some
reason.
And that's kind of like the interesting part. It's, so last year it came to us like to name new parks.
Mm-hmm.
And they had applications. Oh. And so it's that's part of like what we do, but there's a process. Uh-huh. And people apply for it. And, you know, even like M Street, like I love that it's Veterans Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know like way back when it was called Huffman Avenue?
So the Huffman family was like a big part of Merced, right?
Yeah.
And so Josh brought that up, and that used to be called the Huffman Mansion, I guess. Yes. And that was where the Bear Creek Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently there's
I have like an old map of Merced from 18 something. It's, some like random like ad came up on my Facebook one day. Like this was years ago. And I was like, that's pretty cool. It was only $40. And so, I got it. And it's called Huffman Avenue on the map.
Really?
Yeah.
And then apparently like there's a whole bunch of underground tunnels all throughout Main Street.
Yes, I know about
everything.
That. And someone showed me a map once. And,
I would love to see that.
Right? I wish they would have like kept those. I would have been like,
that's got to be in public records though,
so,
right?
So when I worked, somewhere. But I'm wondering, I don't know. I'm sure it was recorded somewhere.
Yeah, I'm saying the fact that they were built, you know what I mean? There's like some blueprints.
You're going to have me going down a rabbit hole afterwards. Okay. So I worked in the Mondo building, which is cat a corner from where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. The one right there? Yeah,
MCOE's in it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Before UC used to lease it out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But one day they were working on the elevator, so we had to take the stairs up and down, and we worked on the third floor, our department.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I came back from lunch, or I was going to lunch, and the door to go to the basement was open. So I was like, doo, doo, doo. And so I went down to the basement and just checked it out.
Doo, doo, doo.
I was like, okay, hopefully no one turns the lights off. Because, it was, so they had like bathrooms in there, bathroom stalls, like because it used to be a bank. So I'm assuming that's where they kept all the money or something. But I mean, it was huge. And I was just like, oh my gosh, someone should buy this building, make the downstairs like a speakeasy, like
that'd
be lounge.
Cool. Apparently, someone said, or Josh was saying that down underneath
tunnel
used to be all what it was called like during the prohibition. What was it's speakeasies? Is that
speakeasy?
Yeah,
Like you had to have like a certain knock.
Code exactly.
Word. Yeah.
And it's funny, I just went to San Diego with me and my wife and the Sisters of the Valley, the Weed Nuns. But we went to this bar, and it was like, it was a refrigerator was the door to get into it. And so you walk in and it's just like small little restaurant.
So cool.
And then like they'll come up and they'll be like, for how many? And then like they open a refrigerator door and then you walk in. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. So like TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but on my For You page, I keep getting like speakeasies for like Las Vegas, like all these like.
Dude, that would be cool.
Yeah. And so there's, I guess, one in like, I think the Cosmo, and it looks like a barbershop. But I guess if you go through the barbershop, there's a door. And if you open that, there's a speakeasy. So like when you're just walking by, just like a barbershop.
Yeah.
So
that's
cool. I need to go to Vegas now and check this out.
Yeah. No, that would be cool. Yeah. And then, And so apparently there's like a whole, and then there's like rumors that the like Tioga used to be haunted and used to be kept.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well,
I never stayed there, so I can't.
I haven't either. But you know, I hear a lot of like random like weird ghost stories about stuff. But and then the witch's tower is also a weird thing that just is out by the
witches.
The lake.
It's on Wikipedia even.
Yeah, you know, and they have a whole story that's written out
like
about
she's
it.
Looking
and like
for a kid or
something.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then at one time actually I was speaking upon just random stuff. I stayed on Airbnb. It was like late 2021, you could start going out again.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed in kind of Santa Cruz Mountains area, kind of by Aptos. I don't remember exactly where.
Yeah.
But I stayed in this, look up haunted hotel, Santa Cruz Mountains.
Gosh.
I forget what it's called, but it was really cool. It had this like,
and you stayed there?
Oh yeah, we didn't know. So we booked it and I thought it was like an Airbnb because it was an Airbnb, yeah. But I booked it and then we get there. I was like, oh, it's a hotel. Yeah. We have to check in.
Yeah.
And so I go and like the guy's wearing a buff, like for his mask, but it was like a clown, like a crazy clown mouth. You know what I mean? And then he was just like, but he was just like, hell, like creepy. And he was like, you know
like
why
that.
People come here, right? And we're like, what are you talking about? Like, we're like, what? Like, is there hiking trails? Like, what's going on?
You guys have good food?
Yeah. And he was like, this place is supposed to be haunted. And he was just like, people still say they hear like the ghost of this little girl. Like, he's like really selling it. And I'm like, oh, dang. Like, okay. And it's weird because like, at the time it sucked because the bar was closed. But the bar, like you could see the windows inside of it. Yeah. And it was like, normally it's open and it looks like it's from the 70s still. Like nothing's
cool.
changed from the
that's
70s.
Really cool.
And they have like everything up to date and everything. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And next to it, there used to be a restaurant.
Okay.
And they used to have an actual river running through it, which... Instantly, when I think of that, I'm like, okay, there's building problems right there.
Right?
Yeah. Unless you're going to have a dam, basically.
Who approved those
permits?
Yeah,
exactly. So you used to have a river, and then it flooded one time in the whole restaurant.
God.
But half the hotel is just like vacant buildings that are standstill. But the area we were at was super nice.
Did you see other people there?
There were other people, but we were like also at a walk and like mm-hmm. there'll be parts of it that were just like burnt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like just like random like fenced off things that were just like, cool. I was like, it is kind of weird. But
it's weird but cool.
No, exactly. But that's why.
Did you hear anything?
Actually, we did. Me and my wife, we're like going to bed and we're about to fall asleep. And then all of a sudden here, we just hear like the loudest like thunk in our bathroom. And we're like. We didn't hear that. Yeah. She was like, what was that? And I said, literally,
nothing.
I literally was like, shut up. Like we're not even doing that. And then the next day we're getting ready to leave and we're packing up our stuff. And then we heard it, and it was like the daytime, and we heard another big ass thunk in our bathroom. And we're just like, well, we're leaving.
Check
like,
out early.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. We're leaving. But like,
is it the Brookdale Lodge?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Brookdale Lodge. Thank you, Duffy. Yeah. That Brookdale Lodge in Santa Cruz. But I was afraid it might have got. Is it still open? Does it say it's
open? It looks
open?
Like it's still
okay.
Open.
Okay. Because I remember there's a whole bunch of fires that went through Santa Cruz, too.
Oh.
Fire season.
Yeah, I know, right? California.
Dude. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's so yeah. I feel, dude. Wasn't the weather crazy? All the lightning and stuff like that. Like,
I loved it.
I honestly wish I saw more of it.
And thunder. I actually love when it's like pouring rain. I
no,
know some
like
people
cool
get scared, but I remember like one time.
It's cool watching.
It was like
it.
Pouring down here in Merced. I mean, this was years ago, and I was just like stopped on the road, like because I couldn't see anything, so I just stopped, you know, with my brake lights, and I was just like, "This is so cool." Like,
yeah, no, no,
it's weird, but. Yeah, I enjoy it.
No, and you can almost feel it because like there's literally like energy being like sent to the earth.
Yeah.
So you almost like feel the freaking.
Yeah, no.
But it was wild. Like out of nowhere though. Like it's never like
We've
that
had
here.
Really weird weather the last. Like I don't remember it ever being this windy this late in the season.
Yeah,
usually
my
it stops
wife was just saying
by
that.
like May, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe it's still windy right now.
Because last night I was looking out my window. I was like, dang, it looks really windy. And then. I thought like it was a street light flickering first. Because
and then
I was like, oh, there's lightning. But it went from like.
Yeah.
All night. You know what I mean? And that's not normal. It's like Midwest thing.
I was in Fresno last night and it was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was in Fresno, Merced, everywhere. Like some people I follow on Facebook that are in Le Grand, like they were posting videos and I was like, that would probably be the best area because there's nothing around.
It's kind of like desolate.
So I was
a little
like, dang,
more.
That's so cool. But no, I was enjoying it. I thought it was really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No,
a little surprise for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm like, hey, if this weather, I was like, and even the Saturday of the golf tournament.
Yeah. Thank you for coming out, by the way.
Of course. I mean, I was taking photos out there.
No,
as well.
I appreciate it.
And it was like, but it was like 75, 80. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's never like that in June.
No,
like,
heck no.
That's why I was like, I don't know what's going on, but like it makes the day like even like a lot more pleasant.
Yeah, more tolerable.
Yeah.
Like everyone's not trying to hurry up and get out and be done. Like
people lingered on.
Like at 4 o'clock, I was like, okay, like I need to go home.
Yeah,
like I'm tired.
Yeah, I didn't finish till like 3:30 and I was like, dang.
Yeah.
Like that was a lot, but it was really fun. It was really fun. What is the realtor organization?
So it's the Merced County Association of Realtors. Mm-hmm. And then they have the Young Professionals Network
that's funneled
through it. And their whole purpose is like raising funds for low-income first-time homebuyers.
Oh,
so
okay.
They have a fund where if someone's going to buy a house and they are in a certain median range of income, they can apply for funds for down payment assistance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I actually did when I bought my place.
Oh, that's really cool.
So I'm like an actual like person say, hey, this fund actually helped me with my down payment or closing. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, but helped you regardless. Yeah, that's awesome. And that's cool that there's programs like that and different things like that to help
people. It's just finding those resources to help you.
Exactly.
So that's what we're raising funds for.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, and so all the raffle tickets and everything else go
all
back to
all the money, mulligans, all of that. Yeah. All that money will go to that fund.
Yeah. Whoever shot a 53?
A 53.
Yeah. I'm like, even if you did buy, I don't know,
80 mulligans.
Yeah. We thought we were, maybe if you had that many, but because we did.
We shot 60 and we were turning it.
We were and we were making putts from far. And we were all just stoked because we
did really good.
Yeah, well, and that string thingy too is that
people love that.
Yeah, that thing was cool. Well, and then I guess that's how you get a 53 if you buy 10 strings. Yeah. Like,
do you know what? I think that if I know who it is at one, they got some good strings.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we got like a 5-foot string, and I was like, oh, there we go. Like, and then he bought one too, but then it was at one point we're like, I was like, let's just try to we can use a string, but then we'd
if we
make
don't need
them.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, it's got to be a believable score, right? 60 right. seems like too good.
Right. No. Hey, good job.
I don't even think we were in top three.
That's why I was like,
really?
I think we got fifth or sixth.
Yeah. People are shooting.
See,
crazy
scores. I don't even know who scored what. I was over there eating chicken.
You're enjoying it.
Yes, I was.
Did you do a couple laps on the golf course at all or no?
Yeah. So I did the registration, obviously. Mm. And then once that was all said and done, so my real job is a loan officer assistant for a loan officer here in town. He was the food sponsor for the event.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So making sure the guys were
helping
good with the chicken, making sure the food was going to be okay.
And that's
everyone.
What I feel like. I feel like you're always doing that at a whole bunch of different events.
Yeah.
You're like, you need some help. And then you're just like,
I'm here to help.
Yeah. Cause you were at the D Street shelter not too long ago as well.
Yeah. And we're supposed to do that next week.
Mm-hmm. What day?
On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. The 28th, I think it is. Yeah, so if you're interested. But if you can't make it, let me know. I think we're going to be doing it monthly.
Okay,
I couldn't go in May because I had something else going on, but I had never been to the D Street.
No, shop. Yeah. And the mayor had talked about it to me multiple times. And they do other things there too, right?
Yeah, and it was just an experience. And it's being on city council, you have to put yourself in other people's shoes. Mm-hmm. You can't be up there for your own personal reasons and not ever being there before. And I'm with a group of people I don't even know. I think I just knew the mayor and one other person. And other than that, I didn't know anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just you're talking to people. What are their problems? What are their struggles? What are the things that they enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
And we're preparing this food for people that none of us know.
Yeah.
You know? And when you see how excited they are to see what you're making them for dinner, it's like we made hamburgers, hot dogs, we had salad.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady, she's like, I want more croutons. And just it's fulfilling.
Yeah, for sure.
And at the same time, it's like, we can get so frustrated in our daily lives of things. And it's like, we have to really think, it's like some people have it just worse than us.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we help them out?
Yeah. How can we
are able to do
that?
Yeah.
It's not just about okay, what things can we put in the city for things to do? You know what I mean? But it's like, how can we actually make it?
Yes.
And so I had, Matt St. Pierre,
Restore Merced.
Yeah. Yes. I had him on. And that's what he was
I haven't listened to that show yet.
Oh, dude.
But I bet it's really good.
Yeah. He was just,
doing some good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Really good stuff in the community. And just showing people that he was when he came to Merced, he was just because he was doing the similar type of work in the Bay Area, basically. Yeah. And then he came to Merced and he's like, on the podcast, he's like, what things do you need in a city? He was like, you need restaurants. Yeah, you need these things. But he's like, but you need a community that's actually connected with each other. He's you need people from this side of town and people from this side of town. He was like, you can't say oh, these people are my neighbors, but those people aren't my neighbors.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just a different perspective. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what I like. Like I said, having different people on, because it shows you all these different perspectives.
Right.
It opens up your mind. Just going to these shelters or doing different events,
going to different things in the community. It just opens your eyes to other things that you had no idea what was going
on. And that's why when people are posting the lowriders and the other things, I'm like, oh, what the heck? I was like, I want to know about it. You know what I'm just saying? It's cool that there's things going on that I don't know about as well, because it's like, oh.
People are knowing about it. They're going to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's just, I love seeing growth and everything else.
No, it's exciting.
It is.
It's really exciting. I love it.
And then so you don't watch Parks and Rec, you know? I was so stoked to have you come on. I was like, she looks she's so similar to Leslie Knope. She's a city council person. And I was short blonde hair, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was just like,
The only thing I've seen are like the memes.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only thing I know about it.
I think that you would really enjoy it because you're a city council person.
Right?
Like, and maybe you'd identify with
right,
Leslie.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll start watching
they'll
it.
They'll go to their meetings and stuff like that, and they have like the community there. And like they have like the funniest, like, you know, just like
people that come to.
Yeah, people that come and they're like, you know, complaining about like stuff. They're like, well, like, we're that's not our focus right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the same person that does the same thing. But I think you would get a kick out of it. So I think you should really.
All right. I will have to put that on my watch list. I have like the worst attention span when it comes to watching TV.
It's only 20 minutes.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, 20 minute episodes.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And
that's
so,
easy.
That's my thing too.
But that's also probably a problem because then it's like, oh, only 20 minutes. And then like eight hours later, it's
yeah,
like, oh.
But I agree with you. That my whole thing too is like, I always tell people if it's over 20 minutes show, like I'm lost. Like, you know what I mean?
I have to get hooked like within like the first five minutes or I'm like, dude, like.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I've also been watching these Mormon documentaries. Have
Is
you
that
ever
the one on Netflix?
Yeah. So the one
I
on Netflix.
I want to watch that.
Dude,
it looks, yeah.
It's so
religion,
wild.
Religion.
Yeah. Like any type of
it's
cult
very
or religion type
like
deals.
Scientology.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Have you like, oh yeah, those are really good.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's another one on Hulu that's called Under the Banner of Heaven. And it's basically like a cinema. It's from a book that this guy, author named John Krakauer, he did like Into the Wild and a whole bunch of, he's like one of my favorite authors. But he wrote this a book and it's like, and he does like investigative journalism basically
nice.
Where he like
I love that.
Takes all these stories, but then he puts his own point of view on it and like takes you through like he builds a story basically. But there was like a more cinematic one, but it's like with Andrew Garfield, but super interesting about Mormons too. But like I went on a little kick and then I was like, it was like seven episodes of that and then four episodes of the Netflix one. And then I was like, I need a chill real
right?
quick. Like, why am I getting
I need a
so,
cartoon or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was like, I need a like a little break from this. But no, that stuff is it's so interesting.
Right now, I started watching The Stairway on HBO.
I haven't seen that one.
It's good so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. I don't know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a murder mystery type thing.
Oh, okay. I like those ones, though.
I like a lot of HBO series. I feel like they, I don't
HBO,
know if you have HBO.
Honestly, I don't, but I have watched different series on HBO.
They come out with some really good series, and I get hooked into those, so... Yeah.
No, they do. Well, everyone's talking about Euphoria. I haven't seen Euphoria, but
Euphoria's really good.
That show is wild.
It's wild.
Is it? Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We were not that wild in high school, so I'm like, who allowed them to go out like this?
Yeah, I get it. High schoolers are like not how we were, but I don't think they're
like that.
Like, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I used to get in trouble if they thought my tank top strap might be a little
dude.
Under one inch.
High school has changed though. Like,
and I see like some students now, I'm like, you can wear like crop tops.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I was gonna say, like, it's funny because I was a substitute for such a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And then like people, yeah, I was like in my day in dress code, it was like
you're sending everyone to the office and they come back.
It was like girls' shorts had to be longer than their
length.
And I remember girls always like, you know what I mean? They're like this, you know, like, these are my finger. This how my fingertips are. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay. And they like, yeah, spaghetti straps you couldn't wear.
Yeah.
Like, and then now I think, but now it's because like day and age is like
discriminating against my outfit.
Yeah, or like
yeah.
yeah, it's like just like yeah, a little more woke, but it's just like yeah.
I'm like.
I'm expressing myself.
Yes.
Like, we were trying to express ourselves.
Yeah, I was.
Good,
and
like
I was getting in trouble.
The thick tank tops that girls had to wear. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Like, they were like, is it this many fingers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like,
and
yeah.
No cell phones were just becoming a thing. Like when we were in high school. Like I remember. So when I was in high school, the first iPhone came out, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like if they caught you talking on the phone, they would take it away.
Yes.
I'm like, this is what? Like now.
I got my phone taken away.
Like so many
in high
times.
School.
Yeah.
Only once. So at Merced High, they, I was the, it's so weird. I was talking about this story earlier today too.
Really?
To a coworker, but I was a student assistant in the SBO office. And it was during the same time that the whole like student body would go in there and do all their things.
Mm-hmm.
So when they would do their morning announcements, they decided that day that they were going to do it like on camera. So all the classrooms could see them. Well, I'm in the background like texting.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing, like the lady gets a call, like, Sarah, you need to go to the principal's office. I was like, for what?
Yeah,
and
it's like, how do people?
Yeah. And I got in trouble for my phone. And I was just like,
it's like sent to the principal's office for a phone.
Maybe it was like assistant principal.
No, but regardless, like, it's like, I remember having to go to the office or then, and then you'd have to like go back to the office after school, after you told your parents or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, my parents gave me this phone like to use. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I was like, okay. But yeah, I really didn't get in that much trouble in high school, but that was like one of the last senior year. Just
dude,
really.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, my mom worked at BUHAC when I went to BUHAC.
Are you serious?
And so like, it's funny because my relationship changed throughout high school with my mom. Freshman year.
Yeah.
It was like my sister Nicole was there too.
Okay.
And but like it was like the first day of school, and like all three, it's like me, Nicole, my mom were walking, and like I'm just booking it in front of them. They're like, "Where are you going?" I was like, "I am not walking with you guys."
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
I don't know you guys. Like I'm going. And then like fast forward, and my sister though, like I'd walk across like one side of the school and she'd be on the other side and she would just yell, "Micah!" And I'd be like, just
that?
Like putting my head down, just walking. Like she just tried to embarrass me.
Of course.
And she'd like run all the way over like with all her friends. Yep. And then like I was like,
oh,
just
I
like
embarrass totally
me.
See
yeah,
that.
Exactly. Exactly. But then by the senior year, I was like, oh, I can like my mom, it's cool having my mom here. I like,
right.
Oh, can I like, I'd be a TA for, and BUHAC was on block schedule. So
right.
I only had three classes right. And then I had a sport. And so it'd be like, I'd be a TA for 2 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean? And yeah. So like the people are like, yeah, you can walk around, whatever. And yeah. So I'd go chill with my mom's, or like I'd have a class and my mom would be, my mom, I'd be like, "Hey, mom, could you call me out of class?" And she'd be like, one time she was like, "Can I get Chris, Tanner, and Micah?" And those are like all my like my best friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Can I get you guys out of class?" And we go and we just like hang out in her classroom for a little bit.
Cool.
Cause it was like some like,
yeah,
like extra credit class or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But there's
nothing serious.
But my mom, my mom's gonna be listening to this.
I know. She's like, "Thanks, Micah."
Yeah, yeah. But
she
like,
doesn't work there anymore, does she?
No, she works at all, like a whole bunch of schools now. So she's she was in charge of scholarships.
Got it.
So she helps like
cool.
do the scholarship
yeah.
night and
yeah.
help parents fill out FAFSA
yeah.
and help students fill out FAFSA and everything
yeah.
else like
okay.
that. So now, but she's in charge of like four schools. So it's
nice.
Wild. But one time,
awesome.
I didn't get in much trouble, but when I did, it was just like my own parents. This one time. She like I was dating this chick at the time, and like you know when you get your license, you're only supposed to drive yourself for 6 months,
right?
And so like
and there's like a curfew or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
ridiculous.
it's like 8 o'clock. Yeah, you can't do anything, and it's ridiculous. And so this one time, like I drive me, my girlfriend at the time, and her friend, and I have like this like '88 Ford Ranger, it's like a bucket seat. It's
yeah.
like so old, and like I drive them from BUHAC to like the. Little, there's an OXXO we used to call it. It's like a little, like a market down
yeah.
the street, like
yeah.
literally a mile away. And so, yeah. like, I'm driving and like I'm pulling in. As I'm pulling in, my mom's like pulling out, and like
she's like, "Doug."
Yeah, yeah. No, she like gets out and she was just like, "Where are you driving them?" Blah, blah, blah. Like, and like we like got it wherever we needed there. And then my mom drove them to like the next place
oh,
we were going
so
to.
Funny.
But it was just like, you know, as like a high school kid who
yeah.
just got his license,
yeah,
I'm
you're
like,
stoked.
Mom,
like,
what
I want to be
hell?
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to
yeah.
be cool driving around.
She's like, "It's against the law." I'm like, I could be doing so much worse
you're
things
not
right
a
now.
Cop mom.
Yeah, yeah. You are being the it's a citizen arrest
right?
pretty much. Like, yeah.
It, oh my god.
Yeah, but like, yeah. I mean, that's when you look at the kids now. It's like, hey, you guys got it easy. Like,
so easy.
Like, yes and no. Yes,
yes
and no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes and
I'm
no.
Like, I'm
everything's
so
on
glad.
Your computer though
yeah.
now, and like, during,
I'm so glad that we did not have like social media. Like, they have it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I just had to worry about MySpace.
MySpace and Facebook was starting. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like yes. my senior year, it was like, oh, what's this Facebook thing? People are doing that. But now it's like, I don't yeah. I don't use Facebook as much. That's
right.
why also like I get lost in it. And it's funny because there's so many parts of Facebook and Instagram now that
yes.
I'm like, oh.
Yes.
It's like I think I have a good understanding of stuff, but then other people, they're like,
well,
oh,
like,
have you ever
your
seen
audience?
This? And, yeah, exactly.
You know? And that's what I have my like the older crowd on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah, exactly. And that's why I'm not good at targeting them. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Well, you never know. There might be some like
no, exactly
person that can come on here and
no, exactly, yeah. exactly, and
yeah.
I, and that's why and they don't have Instagram. And they're not
right.
doing stuff, but they're
right.
probably out some crazy good stories.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I agree. Well, hey Sarah, I appreciate you coming on
yeah,
here.
You're welcome.
And wanted you to give people your information again. Where can they find you at?
So you can go to thecityofmerced.org. That's where you can find all the information about where to contact me, but at the same time, learn more about Merced. Download the Merced Connect app.
Mm-hmm. Gonna, Merced Connect, yes.
There's also Subscribe
back.
Merced, where they'll send out emails for closed streets, you know, stuff that's going on, just to alert.
Okay, gotcha.
But that's probably the best way. My Instagram handle is @GrowMerced. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, around town. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for coming for the summer school season.
You're welcome.
Of course. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Of course.
This is it. Real talk and whatnot.